Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Emperor Daniel Yisrael ben Aviv El Yisheva. Should have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'ase yada. We're continuing B'siyata Dishmai, our series of shiurim in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik of Maran Admor Zecher Tzadik v'kadosh l'vracha Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen Milublin. Baruch Hashem, we have reached the Oschaf Dalit. And we've been going through the beginning of Mesechus Brachos. We've been talking a lot recently about the three Mishmaros of the night. Says Rabbeinu Mishmar Echad, the Gemara says, B'layla Chamol Noor, a donkey is braying and is calling the Bailim Brachos Gimel Amid Aleph. And that is because when it's the first Mishmar, the first guard of the night, Shneir Adayin Lefi Shehuzman Shehochen Lishkav Rov Bnei Adam. Because his owner is still awake, his Bailam is still awake, because this is the time that most people are going to sleep. Because that's why Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayv to recreate Shema until the first mishmar of the night. Why? Because that's b'shachbucha. What's b'shachbucha? B'shachbucha is when people are going to sleep. This is when people are going to sleep, but they're still awake. So the chamor is no neor. The chamor is nowhere. Shneor adayin lefishos man shachochin lishkav. He's going to go to sleep, but he's still awake. And then he writes in brackets, the lekala memra de ma de ika hochen de hochen lishkav yoel kila didan ika de ganu. You can't call a laila nami. You can't say that there's some people, only some people, that lie down, and that's enough for Eliezer to be considered the time of Shachbucha. Kitala didan ika de gamu, which is like l'shita seinu, according to our approach. It says later in the Gemara that you could be Yotzei Kriya Shema B'Shas Hadchak in extenuating circumstances. You could be Yotzei Kriya Shema after Alas HaShachar. Why? Because at that time there's still some people who are sleeping then. So maybe at the first Mishmara, Ika D'Hochem L'Shkav, there are some. Not that most people are still going to lie down, to go to sleep. But there's some people who are. Now, some people isn't enough. You're going to say some people is enough. Because some people is enough that B'Shas HaChak you can read Shema after Alas HaShachar because there's some people still sleeping. Can't say that. Then can't call a Laila Nami. So if so, the Shittas Rebbe Lezer, if we take into account the some people, you should be allowed to read Shema all night because there's some people who go to sleep later. So therefore, Rebbe Lezer doesn't follow the some people. Rebbe Lezer follows the most people. And this is the time that most people are going to sleep. Ayin Barashi, in Brachos, there, Dibur Masul Bilvad, who explains that Samuch Lalas HaShachar, nobody goes to sleep then. And therefore you can't say Hashkivenu, even Mishas Archa, because this is not a time of Hashkava, when people are going to sleep if it's Samuch Lalas HaShachar. Or Vitoisis there, Dibur Maskel Bovad, argues on Rashi, and holds that even Samuch Lalas HaShachar is the time of the people are going to lie down, and we can say Hashkivenu. So it emerges, according to them, diyeish shehochen az tchilas shchiva. But there are those who go then at the end of the night to lie down for tchilas shchiva. So you see, what does Rabbeinu bring this for? Because he wants to show that there are still some people who, even at the end of the night, even samuch lalas hashachar, are going to lie down, are going to sleep. So why then doesn't Rabbi Eliezer tell us that you can say Shema the whole night? Because there are always b'shachar, there are always some people going to sleep, even 10 minutes before Alas HaShachar. That's why according to Tosas you can say Ashkivenu. Then the answer is because Rabbi Eliezer doesn't follow that. Rabbi Eliezer is mechayiv to read Shema until the Ashmur Rishona, because he says it's not enough that a few people are going to sleep, it has to be the time that most people are going to sleep. Ayin b'talmid Rabbeinu Yonah b'mishnah d'reish brachas. And the raya is that until the first end of the first Ashmura, that's the time when most people are going to sleep, because look in the parish of Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rif in the Mishnah at the beginning of Brachas, Dibra Maskel Hatzof, who explains Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, who explains according to Rabbi Eliezer that until a third of the night, there are Ktsas b'nei Adam Shema'achun Milishkav. In other words, there are only some people who, after this time, go to sleep. There are some people who, after this time, go to sleep. V'u'adin l'didan. And the same would apply that this mitzias is also l'didan for us. We paskin like a chamer of Gamliel. You can read it all night. Because most people are already going to sleep the first third of the night. Nevertheless, you can read it all night because we start reading Shema at the time when people start going to sleep. In other words, there are some people who go to sleep later, but people start going to sleep, meaning go to sleep after the first third of the night. But people start going to sleep when? The beginning of the night. So Rabbi Eliezer's Kriya Shema is when most people are going to sleep, which is the first third of the night, the first Ashmura Rishona. And Huadin Lididan, we pass like Rabbi Gamliel Nechacham in Mitzvah Kol HaLaila. Because most people go to sleep the first third of the night, but there are people who go to sleep later as well. So the first third of the night, since most people are going to sleep, then that's the beginning of the Bishach Bucha. So that was all in brackets. Ulekach ne'erim baila v'dayim b'sof mishmarecha. Havalahala kashura ma'alavos. And therefore the chamor is ne'or. The chamor is awake with his owner, who's still awake at the end of the first mishmar. Because again, the first mishmar is when people are going to sleep. So he's still awake at the end of the first mishmar. But lahala, from here on in, since his Bailam already went to sleep, and again, we're allowed to say Shema L'didan, you say, even when people are sleeping. We can still say there's still people who go to sleep after the first third of the night, and there are also still people sleeping, and that's enough for us that we can say Kriya Shema the whole night. And that's what the Gemara says later on, that Kol Zman Shebnei Adam Shochvim, you can still read the Shema. But Lahala, since the after the first third of the night, since the Bailam went to sleep already, Kashur im Avuso, im Evuso. He is connected to his Evus, that's the place where the food of the Chamor is. And the Derech is to connect him to this Evus. So the derech is to connect the animal to this avos, to this crib where they keep his food, and this is where he falls asleep. Mashenkein akelev, and it's not like that with the dog, ein baal of kosher be'avos. His master doesn't tie him to this avos, to this crib where they keep his food, because he has to guard them, so he's not going to be tied up. So the chamor is the first third of the night, he's neor. And then lahala, he's kasher mevusa. He's connected to his avos and he goes to sleep. So after that, after the first third, he's out. Mashenken kelev, his bialim doesn't tie him up. And he's still awake. And we said before in a previous year that the kelev is a remez to tefillah, avoy teshebelev, tzaka, remez, ani yishen av libier. And there's a remez to the wokeness. Today they call it woke, but this is a good woke. Not a bad woke. The wokeness of the dog is like Knesset Yisrael says, "Ani Yishen of Alibi Er." Even though I'm Yishen of Menamitzvus, "B'Tekev Cheshchas Hagolus." Ve'af Beis Tachlitz, like Rabbeinu writes, that even though I'm sleeping from the mitzvus in the darkness of Galus, and even this is Rabbeinu in Tekanas Hashav Mosiyot, Beis Tachlitz Hashtakus B'Dimyon Yisraelam Hazeh, Hamalim and Ha'emes La'Amito. And even if a person is completely immersed in the imaginations of the shtusim of this world that hide the truth of the truths, nevertheless, libi er, my heart is awake. And that's a Kaddish Baruch Hu, was in the heart of the Jewish people. Had tzaaka, remez ani yishen of libi er, tzaaka b'tfila v'yidish b'leiv. In other words, even though externally we're sleeping, but my heart is awake, and that's the kelev that's still awake, that's the tzaaka b'tfila, that's the crying out to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that our heart is awake to cry out to Hashem, to Chazal, who's the Lev of Am Yisrael, Hashem, Surah Levavi, Chelki Le'olam. So that's the dog that's still awake, that's a heart that's still awake in tefillah to Hashem. Uvetchilas Mishmar Gimel. So according to the Lishna Kam in the Gemara, according to the first Lashon in the Gemara, who holds that the simen of the sign of the baby being nursed by his mother, and a woman schmoozing with her husband is at the beginning of the third Mishmar. Uvetchilas Mishmar Gimel, Shuvnei Orim. People get up. So that's why a woman is busy with her baby and or talking to her husband. Imkein Ein Zman Sheina Rak Mishmar Echad. So if so, the time that they're actually sleeping is one mishmar, hainu dalet shos. So it emerges that the zman shena of most people is only the middle mishmar, the middle watch. And that's arba shos, right? The 12 hours altogether. It's the first third, they're still awake. They're going to sleep. That's how they're going. Second third, they're sleeping. Third third, they're up. L'lishna basra, that holds that all the simanim are the end of the mishmara, that these three signs that the Gemara gives, of the donkey braying, the dog barking, and the woman schmoozing with her husband and nursing her child. That's at the end. The Besof Mishmar Gimel Neorim. So when do they get up? They get up at the end of the third Mishmar. So it comes out that's Man Shena Cheshos, that the time for sleeping is 8 hours. Right, because they're going to sleep at the end of the first mishmar, and then there are 8 hours left for the next two mishmars. So they could have read Rambam, Bilchus Deos, the Pasuk Lishna Basra Kedarko, and Skavaldik, the Rambam in Hilchus Deos 4:4, Paskins to sleep 8 hours a night. Halavai on all of us, we should be zeicher. And Memela makes sense because you're asleep the first third of the night is when you go to sleep, the second third and the third third. So when you're actually sleeping, so each one is 4 hours, so you're sleeping two-thirds of the night, that's 8 hours. So the Rambam Paskins like Lishna Basra, that you're sleeping 8 hours, not like Lishna Kama, that you're sleeping only four, only during the middle Mishmar. Rambam is sleeping eight, thank God for that Rambam, thank God for that Pesach. Not everybody follows it, but then it's life. And look in Tosfos in Erevin, who explains that the Chazal say, that the world was created for sleep. What they mean is kamo lele tkufas tamus. The night was for sleep is like the nights of the of tamus of the summer period. Shema ktsarim biyoser, which are the shortest according to the Eretz Yisrael and Europe. The nights are very short. In these places, and lechora it's so the Lishna Basra, People are sleeping 8 hours. But if the night is so short, so then how are you sleeping 8 hours? If the night is, less than 8 hours in these areas, according to Tosfos. Ishlomar, Lele Tkufas Tamasim, Ches Shalas Beretz Yisrael. We can answer that Tosfos holds that the nights of the Tammuz solstice, the Tammuz period, the summer, right, there are four Tkufos, four periods of the year, one of them is Tkufas Tammuz. Betchilas, Kufas Hakayitz of Tammuz, Av and Elul is 8 hours in Eretz Yisrael. So if we figure out the day from Alos to Tzeis, it's going to be 16 hours, and then we're going to have 8 hours left at night. V'ein Shili Tainis Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph V'metesvav Bav Tzarech LaHosif. So it comes out that Rav Tzadok is Miyashev, that yes, Tosa says the night is short, but there's still going to be 8 hours left. So it's not a kasha how you're sleeping 8 hours. Sleep the whole night. And look at the end of Tainis, that from Tesvav and Av, you have to add on. In Limud HaTorah, because then the night starts getting longer. V'hainu mechatzi Tkufas Tammuz. That's from the middle of Tkufas Tammuz. So the beginning of Tkufas Tammuz, it's shorter, the night is shorter, but then it starts getting longer from Tu B'Av, and therefore you have to increase your learning. So now there's extra time to learn. In other words, if it's the beginning of Tkufas Tammuz, it's only 8 hours in the night, so then all you can learn are 8 hours. Or you can't learn, because you're sleeping the 8 hours. But once we get to the middle of Tkufas Tammuz, the night gets longer, and therefore there's time to sleep 8 hours and also to learn a little bit, because maskil is gadol alayla, light gets longer. V'gam l'fisha achetzi la'olam kisiyum v'ad achetzi kaschala l'fisha rubo kakulo. And there's another reason to add on limud haTorah at the end of the first half. It's because from the first half of everything and on, it's considered like it is the finishing, because the rov is already finished. V'ad achetzi kaschala. In other words, when's the end? The end is from the second half. When's the beginning? The first half. That's what it means. Gam l'fisha chetzi l'olam kisim. The second chetzi is the end. V'ad chetzi kaschala. And the first half is the beginning. Fisha rubo kukula, because rov is kichol and kol atar kula, and therefore in Tu B'Av, that it's the night start getting longer. You have to be mosif in limud haTorah, because this is like a tkufa chadasha. Till now is one tkufa, but rubo kukulo, now you're in the second half, so it's already rov of the tkufa, so it's like kulo, it's like you finish the whole thing. So now in the second half, it's like a new tkufa, and therefore you should be marbe limud haTorah. Beginning of the tkufa you weren't, but now in this new tkufa, and again it's a new tkufa because of rubo kukulo, because rov already left, so it's already finished, most of it already finished. So now you're half finished with this season, with this Tkufas Tammuz. So then you have to be Ma'ariv B'Lima Torah, because now you're in a new Tkufa, and only it's in Tkufas Tammuz you should, you know, it's the night was for sleeping. That's what Tosfos in Erevin. That night was given for sleeping is talking about Tkufas Tammuz. But again, this is the beginning of Tkufas Tammuz. First of all, because then there's only 8 hours in the night, so you really have to sleep the whole time. And B, because the beginning of Tkufas Tammuz, because after the beginning, meaning after the first half, by Tu B'Av, the nights are already getting longer. Therefore, you have Tammuz in half of Av. And so from half an Av and on, right, there are four Tkufos, so each one's 3 months, so this is after a month and a half. Now, it's a new Tkufa. Rov of the tkufa is already passed, it's like a new tkufa, and therefore now it's time to be ma'ariv b'lima Torah, to increase your learning. Moshe k'sat mokam recha, like I wrote elsewhere, tam why were chazal koveya It's not clear where this other place is. But why were Chazal Koveh Tfilas Shachar Ad Chatzos? Mishum. The reason Chazal Koveh Tfilas Shachar Ad Chatzos is Mishum to Mishmaro Palga. Chazal saying the Gemara that 1.5 Mishmars is also called Mishmaros in plural, since Rove has already finished. So you can call it plural, you can say Mishmaros for 1.5, like we see in the Gemara Gimel on the base. And similarly, Chazal were machshiv that from Chatzos ve'elach yotza kvar rov hayom. From Chatzos and on, most of the day has already passed, and it's already the time for mincha. Because in the morning, Rabbeinu writes, "Shad misorer." When a person wakes up, mishnaso as tzarichu l'tshuk abadim. Akach kashay not tzlal ayerev. So, in the morning, there's light, you feel it's sorus, that's shachris, that's Avraham Avinu. And then the chatzos, since most of the day has already passed, now you have rubo kukulo, you already got to the halfway mark. So from here on in, it's already considered like a new period. Now it's already darkness, you're already going towards night after chatzos hayom. And that's the meat of Yitzchak, the meat of Yiras, then your Mispala B'Yira. Ve'ein Sukkah Chavovam Beis. Right, that's what he proves here. Sherubo Kukulo. Like I wrote elsewhere, the Tfilas HaShachris is Tzolchatzos Kuz Mishmaro Palga, meaning that 1.5 is already in the second half. That's why it's plural. It's called Mishmaros. It's already considered 2. Because Rov of the second one already went out, so 1.5 is already considered 2. So you see Rubo Kukulo. And so to Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos, because Rubo Kukulo, and therefore in the morning you have the Asaros, but come Chatzos, that's it. Now it's already, it's a new period of the day, it's already going towards night, and therefore one has to have the year of Yitzchak. And then Ayin Sukkah Chavav Amibayz, Abay there. Talks about the sleeping time of Rav and Rebbe, and they were annoyed like David HaMelech, that he would sleep like a horse, 60 breaths. He'd sleep very, very little. For Yisrael Kasev the Shisa Nishmi, it says the shear of 60 breaths, Alpi Kabbalah, is Vav Shos, whatever that means. I think 60 breaths is 60 breaths. But Yisrael says it's 6 hours. And that's why you're getting up at Chatzos, right? Because you're getting up halfway through the night, 6 hours in. Six halachic hours into the night, you're getting up, that's how long they slept. Chatzos laila akum lahotas lacham mishpatetzit kecha, like the Gemara says. Ayin mimikdash melech vayigash, reish zayin amin aleph. Vayin mashik asafti v'chidushai. So the mikdash melech in parashas vayigash brings the Arizal, he explains al pi hasod, that this is corresponding to the six spheres, these 6 hours, from chesed till yasod. Each one we know includes 10, and that's the 60 breaths. 6 spheres, each 6 includes 10 spheres. So in the Mela, it's going to be 60, 6 times 10 is 60, that's the 60 breaths. And look at what I wrote in my Chidushim. So that is Os Chav Dalid, and I don't know what Chidushim he's referring to, but we have been Zocha. This was a little bit of a more technical Os, working out the Shitas, the Gemara, and it's Hashem will be Zocha. It's a big schus to do with Keseder, and Shbizoch Elomo Olam Ed Lishma V'Latz L'Kaim Is Kol Yivay Samu Torah Sebehav, and hopefully Bizoch to continue. Shalom, shalom.